AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're going to give you a hand clap right there. Absolutely. We know you could be doing something else. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio. And of course, you can always listen live on our streaming on AM 1220 KDOW or KDOW.biz is website. So you can always check us out there. If you want to dial in today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on the air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly outside of the show, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. B-I-Z, Z as in zebra, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. That's 1-888-MY-SBC-30 or Small Business Concierge. If that came across a little bumpy for you. It is great to be in the show. Welcome in. We are flying through the new year. We're coming up on tomorrow is actually March 1st, and it is Women's History Month. So all of the power women out there, the shoulders that we're standing on, the women that are impacting. March 1st is actually my mother's birthday, so I'm standing on her shoulders as well. And I wish I understood that a little bit better when I was a teenager, but you know, that was the teenage years, who knew? But anyway, so we're gonna have a great show for you today. We're gonna do something a little bit differently. I've never done this in all of the years that I have been on radio. I sort of did it once, but I've never did it in this type of fashion. I have my son with me here on the show. I interviewed him and a couple other young men for Black History Month and what they're doing in their lives. And so my son is going to interview me today on the show. Can you believe that? I'm going to be interviewed by my son. He gets to ask me anything, and I'm a little nervous. We're giving him a microphone and reaching out to all of the Bay Area, iHeartRadio, around the world, streaming, and I am at risk. I'm at the mercy of his microphone and his questions. So anyway, I'm going to pass the mic to him. Albie Jackson, who is by his own right, actually, is just an awesome, awesome creative talent storyboard artist. He works with the entertainment community. He's an illustrator, does a lot of commissions, and so he is an entrepreneur as well. I wonder where he gets that from. So, Albie, I'm all yours.
Hello, thank you for having me, and I'm definitely excited to basically like just pick your brain a little bit during this session. I guess starting out is I've known you for like most of in my entire life, and I've seen really like the early like times where you started your entrepreneurial journey. But out of all the stories that I've learned from you, why did you choose the small business coach career?
That's a really good question, Albie. You would think, because yes, I've known you all of your life. And you've seen different versions of me professionally, whether you understood it or not. When you were born, I was still employed. I was working. I was working for Department of Defense. And so you working in the base education office, all of those sorts of things. And so you've seen me work for a mega ministry. You've seen me do those sorts of things as well. And so why small business entrepreneurship? That kind of came organically, for lack of a better term. And when I say organically, probably organically in a very harsh way, my first business, as you remember, was a audio video production company, multimedia production company. We did really well in the early 2000s, ran it for about 7 years, and the the housing market was crushed. The housing market, the bubble burst, and we had all of these, this whole economic downturn. Even though we weren't in the housing market, it just impacted the world. And we saw a lot of news reports about how it was impacting other internationally, let alone here in the U.S. And so it really crushed my business. It crushed SFP, and we were forced out of business. We tried to hang on, and I understand that. I understand the pain points when you're a business owner and you're trying to save something that you build. It's like a child to you. It's like you're very emotionally connected to it. And so built it to a strong six-figure company. It was doing well. We'd just gotten almost $250,000 in funding through a loan, and we were targeting to take it to a modest single-digit million-dollar company, somewhere between $1 to $3 million. And so we're really excited about that. But the housing market just crushed a lot of businesses. A lot of businesses went out of business. And because of that, back to your question, why did I get into supporting small businesses, is because of that story right there. The pain point of being forced out of business. And because I've had different small business iterations, I've learned a lot about business. I've learned what works, what doesn't work. I've learned how important it is to have foundations, how important it is to do idea assessments, how important it is to have your business model canvas, your business planning, and the infrastructure, and planning for the unexpected, planning for economic downturns, having your pestles, you know, your political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environment, things that you can't control. And so I realized that as a woman in business, minorities in business, we just had it tough. And so it's difficult to get funding. It was difficult. I went to 12 different banks before I got funding. And so I was able to get funding from two different banks, which was great. Actually, three different banks, which was great at the time. But it took a lot of work, and it took a lot of planning. And I want to help small businesses not have that outcome of losing your business. And so if I knew what I knew today, I would have done things totally different. I could have saved the company by just doing audio and video production nationwide and doing little vignettes. But I didn't have a coach. I didn't have anyone helping me. I was kind of going it alone and doing the best that I could. Like most small businesses, you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants. You know how to, you know, you go through the formation of it, but you don't have anyone really mentoring or guiding you through these processes. So as a result, I just committed to doing my best to not allow other small businesses to go through it if possible. They're going to ultimately make their choices, but I wanted to make sure that if I'm their coach, if I'm their mentor, that I'm going to help them sidestep some of the things that are, you know, that are out there, that are lurking to put you out of business. And small businesses closures or deaths, we call them business deaths, are closing and dying at almost the same rate of small businesses being birthed or opening. So I want to do something about it. It bothers me that, you know, those losses, you know, happen so frequently.
Yeah, I do remember the housing market crash back then. I think I was still like in between like elementary to middle school when that happened, and that was like a lot of businesses went down during that time period. Like I said, you ran your own business, and I do remember it still to this day, is that you were in multimedia, audio, video production, anything that involved like more in line more towards like entertainment or like video production. I just wanted to know is like, why didn't you go back to that instead?
That's a really good question. Why didn't I go back to doing an audio video production company? The loss of my production company, SFP, was devastating. It was devastating. And for the first time, I understood when people struggle so much in those types of losses that it is, you have a lot of temptations on where you think your life is going to go. You know, why people make some of the choices they make that are even devastating, right? Some people take their lives because it's painful. I understood the depth of that pain, the depth of that loss. And so when I lost the company, remember, I said we got almost $250,000 in funding. So that meant that that money had to be paid back or it had to come out of my hide. And so we had a lot of gear. We had a non-linear editing system that was worth about $50,000. We had computers. We had all kinds of things that the bank came a knocking. And so I had to give them what I promised, which was our non-linear editing system, our gear. They took a lot. So it wasn't just closing our doors. It was the gear, the tools. It's expensive, right? So we probably had about $100,000 or so worth of equipment and gear. And so I didn't think I would ever go back into business, actually. But because of the housing market was so difficult, you couldn't even get a job. You couldn't even, it was like no one could get a job. And so I eventually did go back into business. And I did, if you recall, I did start another production company. I didn't go straight into small business. And so I did Cool Rain Productions for a while. And we were doing some modest productions. But anyway, it looks like we're going to go to a commercial break. So I'm going to take us into a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to continue to answer Albie's questions. He's got some good questions here. I'm kind of like, ah. So let's go to a commercial break here. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. I'm being interviewed. So if you're just tuning in, I'm being interviewed by my son here. So Albie Jackson is doing a great job on interviewing me and asking me some interesting questions, some tough questions that I have to kind of think about a little bit. And so I'm going to finish responding to the question that he asked coming out of the last segment, is why didn't I go back into my first business, audio video production? I am a graduate, graduated at the top of my class in film and television. I hold 2 degrees in film and 1 in film television. With a emphasis in TV. And I didn't go back into it because when we lost the company, my first company, SFP, back in 2008 timeline. I know people like to say, the housing market crashed in 2008. It started crashing before that, just so you know. It just, by 2008, we were in the heat of it. We were in the fires of it. It started getting very sluggish in mid-2007, and we were trying to figure out as a business why we were having a harder time selling production work. And it's because the market was slowing. And so it took us under, and when it took us under, we lost a lot of our gear, a lot of what we had. And so to try to build that back was what would be really difficult. But the other thing is that I was emotionally just spent from the whole ordeal. we had employees, we had, I had to lay people off. It's a very, very difficult process and not one that you want to jump back into lightly. So it took some time. It took some time. And then I reopened a Cool Rain Productions, which was pretty cool. And we started getting back into production, doing some work, and started getting our gear back and all of that, buying new gear. And the show came along. Business on the Edge show came along. The opportunity came along. That's a long story that I won't share here in this segment. But I started doing a business show with AM 1220 KDOW. I got selected to be part of a money team. And so I started doing a show to help small businesses and women in business specifically to grow, build, and create opportunities for them that would allow them to not only be in business, but to stay in business. And from there, it just kind of took off. So I shut down Cool Rain Productions and I started a business coaching company. So there you have it.
Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Like, I can see how you were trying to sort of like getting back into production, but it looks like you basically took a different path in how to do production, because some of those elements still are present in your radio show. It's just a different format.
Right. That's true.
Which is very, very interesting. It's always a pleasure to basically hear about how like people's stories like start like something completely like different, sort of evolve over time into something even grander and bigger than that, which is amazing, to be honest.
Right. I think that that's the track that we're on, is that we're building something bigger than just a production company, but a company that helps other companies, other businesses to shine. And so I think that's really important to me, especially again with women in business and minority in businesses. They just have the hardest time. And so you wanna support those that are having the hardest time. And so that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And I know you've been working with small business or business on the Edge for quite some time, which now developed into this new thing, the Small Business Concierge. And I've gotten a chance to basically work with you in the past year, just mm-hmm. handling a lot of the more of the technical aspects of it. But the big question is where do you see Small Business Concierge heading in like the next few years or so? What are your goals in that?
Right. So Small Business Concierge is really the culmination of Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Is a culmination of all of this experience that I have had in being a business owner, being in the production industry, which I'm still very much tied to, as you said it before, Albie, in terms of we're doing radio, right? That's still media. And we do our own productions. We create content. Like about a year and a half or so ago, we did a animated commercial, which was outstanding, using some of the best talent that Hollywood is using. And so we're just creating our own content now. Like, we have someone in the studio today that is doing our videography. Hi, Christopher. And so you can't see him, but he's video recording this show. And so we're trying to expand and fuse together multimedia production, not multimedia production, but exposure to mass media for small businesses that are trying to not just localize, which I don't recommend that you just localize. I believe you should localize and globalize, because the pandemic put so many businesses out of business. And so I established Small Business Concierge in July 2020 to help mitigate small businesses not having a pathway to mass exposure, like mass you know, radio is mass exposure, right? And so the Small Business Concierge magazine is mass exposure. We're in countries all over the world. And so it's the Small Business Concierge digital magazine, the Small Business Concierge digital catalog. And these are the voices of small businesses. Our articles are by the voices of small businesses. And where we see ourselves in the future is that we are helping hundreds and thousands of small businesses throughout the United States. We're very much focused on the United States right now. When we have been asked to go international, but that's not where I'm ready to take the company. When we do go international, I think Canada is going to be our first stop. But right now, I'm trying to help aspiring entrepreneurs, trying to help startups, and trying to help establish small businesses in the United States to just crush it on both sides. We got to go to a commercial break. I'll wrap this question up when we come back. You're listening to Marker Jackson and Alvy Jackson interviewing his mom here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You know, I like to say welcome in, and I'm so used to saying welcome back because of all of the years here on AM 1220 KDOW, 12 years and counting. Welcome in. I think that's just a friendly way to greet people. Welcome in. I love that. So if you're just tuning into the show, I was asked, where do I see Small Business Concierge going in the future? My son is interviewing me today, Alvy Jackson, who is an awesome storyboard artist, and he is an illustrator, just has done some fantastic work. In fact, I have some of his artwork hanging here in my office and studio here. And so where I see the company going is, and like I said, coming out of the last segment, is supporting the aspiring entrepreneur. We've got a lot of young people who, in fact, over 60% of college students worldwide, and I think it's somewhere between 64% to 69%, I'd have to look at that number again, it's been a while since I've looked at it, want to be an entrepreneur. They don't want to go to college and just go get a job, which is fine. They want to start their own businesses. So I want to help them start smart. I want to help them start in a way that is healthy, that's gonna put them on the right path of successful entrepreneurship. So I think in the next few years, you're gonna see a lot of Small Business Concierge. I believe that we are gonna become, for small businesses, a household name for them. And I'm excited about that. We're really putting in the work. We have put in the infrastructure. You help a lot with the back end. And of course, you get paid for that. So everyone knows he gets paid for his. He invoices me every month. And so we're building something special. And we're building a place and a space for small businesses to get fit. So that's why we have a Small Business Fitness Center. So you can get fit. So, and stay fit. You don't just get your business fit. You make sure that you stay fit. And that's for existing businesses, right? I've seen businesses in business for 20 years, and they've been patchworking their business for 20 years. So it's I think we have a lot of room to grow, and I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic, fantastic. I actually wanted to circle back to Small Business Fitness a little bit. As someone who has worked on the back end of the website, I've noticed you have those the membership types that are available for these businesses. Can you sort of explain a little bit more about sort of that aspect of your Small Business Fitness Center?
I can. That's a good question on the membership. So obviously we're doing a play off of, and it looks like we got a couple of minutes before we go to a commercial break. So I'll start and end in our next segment. So we're doing this play off of really fitness. So when you go to a gym, you have to get a membership. And so the idea of the membership is to allow you to go into the gym and work on any equipment or anything that they have there, any of the features and services that that gym has. And what's great about it is it works exactly how you use the membership. So if you use the membership, if you buy the membership and you never go into the gym, that's how it's going to work for you. If you and you go past it and you go to Chick-fil-A or you go and get your favorite food, that's how it's going to work for you. But if you go in and you work out and you get on the treadmill and you lift some weights, that's what our Small Business Fitness Center is that the things in your business that needs to be tightened up, the things that are that you've got some fat and you haven't built your muscles there, you don't have your data analytics, you've never done an idea assessment, you're not really sure who your market is, and we have all kinds of resources in there and two different types of membership to help small businesses decide on what's most important for them at that moment. And so we have a grant readiness membership, small business fitness membership, and then we have a small business coaching growth membership. And the small business grant readiness membership is not really designed to be forever membership. It's designed to help you learn how to be grant ready so you can get fit. I got to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, I will explain it a little bit more deeper. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show because it's all things small business that we can kind of pick things back. And we started a conversation in our last segment and we can wrap it up in this segment. And so, Alvy, you were asking about our memberships.
That is correct. I was wondering about your Small Business Fitness Center for the most part, because that seems to be like the main course of the Small Business Concierge.
Right, right. So Alvy Jackson, my son, is interviewing me today, if you're just tuning into the radio show. And so I am at the mercy of whatever his questions are today. And we're talked a little bit about my early career and some of those things and how I ended up doing what I'm doing today with the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. And so he's asking me about our small business fitness plans. And again, we're doing a play on fitness because businesses need to be fit. Small businesses need to be fit to run healthy, to grow, to have a competitive advantage, to grow into something more than a small business. You can grow into a mid-sized business and a large corporations. You know, billionaires think differently than small business owners. Billionaires, they're thinking they have four phases of how they grow. The first phase is $0 to $10 billion. And if you're a small business, what are you thinking? $0 to paying my bills. $0 to making ends meet. And it's kind of like you take on this business and it's really still a paycheck to paycheck kind of deal. And it can be like that for a season, but when you put the right infrastructure in, it will begin working for you to develop. Now, I did do a show about a week or two ago on businesses that started without a business plan. And a lot of times they were because they were projects in their college class. So it was just a project. When I started doing radio, Business on the Edge was not a company. It was a show. And so there was no business plan. It was part of Cool Rain Productions. And so it was just another production for me. And things just started going. And so we took Business on the Edge and dissolved it and put it into Small Business Concierge, because we still have the Business on the Edge show, the website, and all of that for you guys to get to. And I say all that to say that businesses have different iterations. There's different things going on in your Small Business Fitness Center. And our plans are to help you kind of drill down with coaching videos, with weekly coaching that will start on March 14th. We do a monthly coaching Zoom call. You get 24/7 access to the Small Business Fitness Center. In fact, we have a client that if you go out to our YouTube page, Small Business Concierge, I think, Margaret Jackson, you can Google me out there and you'll run into me. And she had such a great just testimonial for us. And she's in there like religiously working her business out. She's a coach, she's a mentor, and she is reshaping her business that she's had for 3 years and has not seen the growth and the things that she's wanted to see. It has been kind of all over the place, and now she's got direction, she's got coaching, she's got videos, she has access to me, and so now she has this real pathway to developing a sustainable coaching, consulting, operations management business. And so our plan, Small Business Growth Coaching Plan, for those businesses that want to start, want to grow, wherever you're at, we have inside the Small Business Fitness Center the recommended for, so wherever you're at, it'll kind of tell you these are some things that you should look at. The Small Business Grant Readiness, again, this is just temporary. You should be getting into this plan, and we can migrate you to the Small Business Growth Plan after you get Small Business Grant ready, that you're ready to compete, whether you're a nonprofit or for-profit, ready to compete. We're doing four types of series, 100, 200, 300, and 400, and it will fully open March 14th as well. So you will have full access. So that coaching plan right now, Albie, is not open for more people to come in. We have that locked out because we're adding series 200, 300, and 400 for small businesses to get grant ready. And we recommend the annual plans because the annual plans gives you the deepest discount, 59% discount, $27 a month to invest in your business. We have over 500 plus links. You helped put those in there. So over 500 plus resource links. By the summer, we expect to have 700 to 1,000. So thank you for, you know, supporting your old mom in her entrepreneurial ventures. And even though I have to pay you, but that's okay. I should be paying you. So that's where we're at. That's where we're going. And those are the plans. It looks like we're going to a commercial break. So we're going to step into our break. Thank you for just answering, giving me some great questions. So this is Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
We are at the bottom of our show. It's been great. It's been really fun, Albie, having you here on the show and interviewing me and giving me an opportunity to really talk about what we do at Small Business Concierge and a little bit of my background and how I kind of evolved into this entrepreneurial woman, power woman. And so I'm excited about, you know, where we're going and where you're going as well. So you have any wrap-up questions for me before we get out of here?
I guess maybe like one of my last wrap-up questions for the session is mostly like, what kind of like platform is Small Business Concierge going to do to basically stand out compared to like other competing like helpful learning things involving business? Because I know we have a lot of things such as like links and training, but like what really like helps the typical entrepreneur that's like starting out, like what can they sort of like get out of you in terms of that?
Okay, so that's a good question, and there's a lot of pieces to that. And so when they engage and invest in their entrepreneurial fitness, small business fitness membership, one, they're getting me as a coach, and they're not really getting me as a coach on a one-on-one basis for $27 a month. We can't, you know, that's not doable, right? But we can do group coaching, right? So we'll be doing group coaching weekly, and I'm going to bring some of my coaches in, some great leaders of companies that we have partnerships with, like Palo Alto Software, the number one business plan software as a service on the planet. And Sabrina Parsons has been on this show more than once. We look forward to having her again on. And so in terms of the platforms, they're going to have access to, when they're going to those links, there's different resources that's going to direct them to different applications and platforms that will help them build wherever they're at. So if they're just starting out, they could go into the Small Business Fitness Center and they could see, hey, in the getting started area, if you're just starting out, you should be doing your idea assessment. And a great tool to use is Mural. And so I have a little video there, 7 minutes, 5 minutes, and I give you a little bit of information about it. And then you can go into the business fitness area. So when you go in the Small Business Fitness Center, you got all of these topics, right? You got accounting and bookkeeping, and you got marketing, advertising, you got creative, you got business fitness, and you got all of these different things. You can go into the business fitness and go to Mural. And so everything's in alpha order. And so you've got several other sections within that one area that you can get connected to Mural, for example, if you're brand new. And Mural has these free forever accounts, and you can do an idea assessment using their really big idea sketch pad. And I have a video out there that kind of shows you how do you do an idea assessment using really big idea sketch pad. And hey, you should also read this article on idea assessment, building, developing a business. And so those are the sort of things that they'll get out of the Small Business Fitness Center, regardless of where they're at. They might be growth. They might be an existing business where they're doing well and they want to disengage more and they want to do things that other CEOs are doing. So they're building and developing relationships. And so there's resources in there to help them disengage, help them build, help them really look at their analytics, look at their forecasting, building a stronger business to do more business. So something for everyone in terms of the business, where they're at in terms of their business, whether they're a startup. So in the Small Business Fitness Center, aspiring entrepreneur could be 0 to 2 years. Startups are, you know, 2 to 5 years, and, or excuse me, two, right, we'll do 2 to 5 years, and 5+ years would be existing businesses that are at a totally different mindset. And so there's a lot of resources out there to help them. So I hope that answered your question. That was a little long-winded.
Yeah, that actually answered a good amount of that question. I know for a fact that like you work with a lot of people with a lot of different backgrounds, mainly mostly people in minority groups or women in business. Is there a particular reason for that?
Right. Yes. Again, like I stated earlier, they fit into a group the federal government calls SEDI, S-E-D-I, Socially Economic Disadvantaged Individuals. And it really just means that the playing field is not level for them. And so they have a harder time getting funding. They have a harder time getting resources and support to build and develop sustainable and competitively advantaged businesses. And so I come in to help them level that playing field a little bit better. So yeah, that's why I do it, because they need the help. And it looks like we have a minute left, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up and just say thank you, Alvy Jackson, for interviewing your old mom today. This was really fun. We have to do this again sometime where maybe I'm traveling and you can do the whole show and bring some guests on and have a great, great show while I am away. But thank you so much for coming on. And the name of your company is Spectre HD. So those that want to check him out, check out Spectre HD. And he could do some really great work for you in the illustration space or storyboard artistry space. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.